You have inherent coronaviruses in most animal species. In humans, we have coronaviruses. We've had them. We have over 100 different variants. And historically, they're nothing more than an annoyance. And by that, I mean, when you consider coronavirus, you're thinking of viral sinus infections. You're thinking of common colds. You're thinking of, you know, when you say you have the kid crud, a lot of that is caused by coronavirus. They have a distinct ability to penetrate epithelium, your first line of defense in the immune system, actually. So when you find a virus that can penetrate that epithelium and activate and enter a host cell, then you pretty much have an annoyance, and it's usually a respiratory issue. It's never been the case where it's been so virulent. Now, thinking back to the 2002-2003 SARS-1, they originally said they found it in a bat cave and this, that, and the other thing. But if you look at the sequence of SARS, the RNA sequence, versus the wild type found in bats, there are many similarities. However, they're not identical. And the assumption is that it made a zoonotic leap from the bat to the human, and in doing so, mutated. That sounds reasonable. It does. However, when you look at the sequences themselves, you realize what has changed is not your typical zoonosis mutation. What has changed, you start to dig deeper and find that many years ago, back to even going back to what, the 80s or 90s, they have been manipulating viruses to learn more about them. Okay. So by manipulating, I mean they make them more transmissible, more infectious. They make them more virulent once you have the infection. And it supposedly teaches the scientist or the epidemiologist epidemiological behavior and what is possible for the future. This is called gain of function research. Gain of function research. Okay. Gain of function research is very controversial. You have two camps here. You have the scientific community that says why the reward does not outweigh the risk here. Why do this? And then you have the other camp that says it's important. It's important for learning behavior. It's important for potential epidemics and how to address those epidemics. So if we need to make a vaccine or a therapy, knowing where it's going is helpful in getting a leg up on that. In the wrong hands, these pathogens can be really, really problematic.